I am MP Murali, TGT English and Social Science, AECS, Kudankulam. Class 6th, English, Honeysuckle, Tarot's Reward, Module 2. Dear children, learning new words and to make use of them in your day-to-day life is necessary to improve your word power in English. Now, we are going to discuss some of the new words that you have acquired in the lesson Tarot's Reward. Let us try to make sentences using these words. Thoughtful, kind, or considerate. Tarot was a thoughtful son. That is why he was working hard so that he could take care of his father. When his father wished to get the sake, he was very concerned on how he could provide the sake. It showed Tarot was a thoughtful son. In our epic Ramayana, Sri Rama was a thoughtful son. He was very much dedicated to his duty as a son to his father Dasharatha. Expensive, costly. This made Tarot sadder than ever, for the heartwarming drink called sake was very expensive. If you go by air, it will be expensive. Better go by train. I treated all of them in an expensive hotel. Delicious, tasteful. He tasted it again and again, and always it was the delicious sake instead of cold water. The food was absolutely delicious. That was a delicious lunch. Thank you. Take off. It is a phrasal verb. Remove. To suddenly leave somewhere. He was so warm that he had to take off his jacket. When he saw me coming, he took off in the other direction. The plane took off 8:30 p.m. Delighted, very happy. The old man was delighted with the sake. The audience was clearly delighted with the performance. Greedily, as if desiring more and more, Tarot's father offered her a cup of sake. She drank it greedily. They greedily grab your money in your good times, but they are nowhere to be seen during the bad times. Procession. Crowd. That evening, there was a long procession of visitors to the woodcutter's house. Huge crowd followed the funeral procession. Intended. Desired. Wished. He carried with him largest picture he owned, for he intended, first of all, to go to the waterfall. I spent much more than I intended to. Tricked, duped, deceived someone as a part of plan. We have been tricked, shouted the villagers. I suddenly realized that I had been tricked. Muttering, speaking unclearly. A privately expressed complaint. Muttering their anger and disappointment, the villagers left the place one by one. Some employees muttered about the changes in the salary. Next part, words that rhyme each other. Rhyming words are two or more words that have the same or similar ending sound. Some examples of rhyming words are got, bought, caught, float. To figure out if two words rhyme, use your ears to listen as you say the words. If the sounds are the same or similar, they rhyme. Some more examples. Bed, red, wet. Wax, axe, tax. Fast, lost, cast. Chop, shop, drop. Young tongue run. You practice more rhyming words like this. Next part, informal discussion. Informal discussion is an activity to improve your communication skill in English. Let us practice some situations of informal discussion. There are three children, Ravi, Raju and Vimal. Ravi, I think swimming is more difficult than driving. Raju, I think it is much less difficult. Vimal, anyhow, neither of them is as difficult as learning English. Here are some words. Now we can have some group discussion based upon these words. Reading, knitting, fishing, watching TV, cooking, sewing, listening to music, dancing, learning language, painting. Working group, come to some agreement on each of the activities given below. Decide which is the most interesting, dullest and rewarding. The most interesting. I think listening music is more interesting than watching TV. I think it is less interesting. Anyhow, neither of them is as interesting as reading good books. Next, dullest. I think knitting is duller than cooking. I think it is much less dull. Anyhow, neither of them is as dull as learning languages. Next, most rewarding. I think fishing is more rewarding than sewing. I think it is much less rewarding. Anyhow, neither of them is less as rewarding as painting. That's all the classes regarding the language and word power in the lesson Tarot's Reward. Thank you.